The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Ramkrishna Bhaja, recorded on January 9th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
We are victims of the British Empire.
Huh?
We are the victims of the British Empire who
ruled us. No, you are victims of yourself. Why? British is not here
we
now. British is not here now.
No, they had indoctrined such philosophy.
Well, what was there before British came? This is human weakness of our own.
It is. You have been taught that Krishna is an ordinary person, maybe little more in knowledge. That you are taking like that. Kupamandukna. Kupamanduk, the toad in the well, he is informed, oh, I have seen my Atlantic Ocean. He is thinking Atlantic Ocean, maybe this well is 3 feet, it may be 4 feet. Or 5. Come on, 10. These rascals are thinking like that. Abhijananti mang murha. But Krishna may be more intelligent. By 1 feet or 2 feet. Let us compromise 10 feet. This is Krishna says, Matta Paradaram Nanna, I am the supreme. They won't believe. They'll manufacture their ideas. This is Aham Mahadevi Devana. They won't believe that. And still, they declare, I am student of Bhagavad Gita. They won't believe a word of Krishna and they will say, I am student. This is one. This is our position. In India, everyone says, I have read Bhagavad Gita 300 times. But he does not know even a word. So this should be stopped. If we want to advance, actually, you take every word of Bhagavad Gita and try to apply in life, then everyone will. That is a fact. The instruction is there. There is no difficulty to understand. There is no question of interpretation. Simply take it as it is and try to apply it in life. It will be it. And your human life will be successful. Taktadehaṁ punarjanvanaiti. After this human form of life, we have passed through so many evolutionary processes. But if you understand Krishna, then after leaving this body, no more. Janma karma jadibham me jo janati taktata taktadehaṁ punarjanvanaiti. Bhāmi. That is it. If you simply study Krishna, then your life is successful.
Sahaj bhav
ho jaye?
Sahaj bhav
ho jaye? Sahaj? Sahaj bhav? Yes, sahaj. This is sahaj. You are part and parcel of Krishna. Sahaja. Sahaja means you are born along with Krishna. Krishna is born, neither born, neither you are born. Sahaja, this word means sahaja, along with born. So you are part and parcel. This finger is part and parcel of my body. When I was born, the finger was also born. This is sahaja. The fingers was not separately born. When I was born, the finger was born. So similarly, so long God is there, I am also there. So God is eternal, I am also eternal. You understand this? Then why you are changing body? That is not.
Why do we at all enter into this?
Huh? That I have already explained. You want to be a separate Krishna. That is your ambition.
That is the initial thing.
A servant, big man servant, if it is that is natural. If I would have become the master. So a servant, if he wants to become the master, there is artificial. A servant remains a servant, he is happy. And as soon as he tries artificially to become the master, that is the beginning of this thing. So, we are eternal servant of God. As soon as we try to become God, that is the beginning of our suffering. Bhagavata.
At the end, the start.
The starting is there. इच्छा देश समुत्थे न स्वर्गीय जानती परंतु वो जब इच्छा की ना तो हम कैसे कृष्ण हो गए बस माया में फंस गया. कृष्ण भूलिया जी भगवान इच्छा करे पासे ते माया तारे जापोटिया धोरे. एज सुन एज यू डिजायर लाइक दिस दैट आई शैल बिकम गॉड. So immediately there is Maya. That is Maya. So when you are entangled in Maya, then there is question of mukti. The mukti means mukti hitya anatharupam sarupena avasthiti. This is mukti. Mukti means when you are acting differently. That is my condition. That is my bondage. And when I act according to my original position, that is mukti. So everyone is acting here to become master. So there is no question of mukti. As soon as you understand that my real position is I'm servant of God, so let me act as servant, then it is mukti. Hityavannatharupam. At the present moment, we are trying to act as master. So you give it that. Act as servant. Then you get mukti. Therefore, a bhakta is mukta. Sagunan samatitta yitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Panchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasi. Anyone who is engaged as bhakta, he is mukta. All are conditioned. So, if you become bhakta, if you surrender to Krishna, immediately mukti. Instantly. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritrajyamāma ekam śaraṇam. Aham tvā sarva-pāpi. You are conditioned, you are bound up on account of your sinful activities. So Krishna says, I will give you relief from all the reaction of sinful activities. You surrender. So mukti means 1 second. You surrender to Krishna. It takes 1 second. But that is very difficult. That requires many, many baths. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanavan mahanga prapattat. After many, many births of suffering, when he comes to the knowledge that I am servant of Krishna, why I am trying to become master, that is jnanavan. And then he surrenders. Vasudeva sarva, sa mahatma, that is mahatma. It takes 1 second.
From the surrender shabd, If you can give us a full explanation of the word surrender, what is the meaning of surrender and how one should
surrender? Surrender, this is surrender.
Status of surrender.
That, first of all, why you surrender? Yes. You must know it perfectly well, that Krishna is master and servant. Yes. Otherwise there is no question of surrender. Then you have to believe that Krishna says, Ahamta sarva pape bhama khushyami. So now I am surrendered, I have no more fear. Krishna will give me protection, to believe for me. Krishna is all-powerful, Krishna is my master, he is not a fakkar, he is talking nonsense. We have to believe that. This is surrender. If you think Krishna is another fakkar like me, he is talking nonsense, then there is not surrender. You have to believe that. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that sadhya sabde vishya sudhira nishtha. This is sadhya. Sadhya is the beginning. So that sadhya means when you firmly believe in Krishna, yes, he will give me protection. That is surrender. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. When you come to this state, firmly believe in the words of Krishna. That is surrender. First of all, you have to check yourself whether you firmly believe in the words. If you don't believe, there is no question of surrender. Then you remain where you are. This is firm belief. Krishna says that he will give me protection. So I let me surrender. I am surrendered to Maya. I have not become happy. So why not surrender to Krishna? This is interview. You are not free. Then why you are declaring yourself as free? This is your disease. So intelligence means that I have no freedom actually. I am acting under the dictation of my senses, I am servant of my senses, so why not become servant of Krishna? This is intelligence. Everyone is acting under senses, order of the senses. Kama dinan kotidhana kotidha palita dhungus. If I don't want to do it, something wrong, but my senses are dictating, so alright, let me do it. So I am servant of the senses. My position is twofold. Either I become this servant of the senses, or I become servant of Krishna. My position is the same. Simply, I have to change.
How to run away from the senses, master of the senses?
Yes.
I am being a servant of the senses.
Yes, servant. That is
Goswami.
That is Sami, Goswami. Sami means when he is no longer servant of the senses, the master of the senses. That is Sami.
How to convert the position?
That requires education, training. You have become a lawyer not in one day. You have been trained up. Then you are lawyer. Similarly, everyone has to be trained up how to become perfect servant. But he must agree in the beginning, that now I shall become servant of Krishna. Then everything is there. Adau sadhyatato sadhu sangato bhajana kriyatato anartha nivittishyat tato rishtha tato ruchi tatha shakti tato bhava. These are the different stages. Adau sadhya. Yes, now Krishna says you surrender, I will surrender. I will believe in this. Firmly believe. Saddha sabde vishya sudhira nishtha. This saddha means when you firmly believe that Krishna will give me all protection if I surrender. That is beginning of saddha.
Faith. Firm faith.
Yes. Faith means firm faith. faith, that does mean. And anyway, adu shraddha. This shraddha, if you increase this shraddha, you have to associate with sadhu. And with sadhu, bhajate imam anannabha, sadhu reva samantam, he is sadhu. Who simply engaged in Krishna service, he is sadhu. Apijaya sudurasa. Even though you find there is some discrepancies in his character, because he is fully engaged in myself, he is sadhu. Sadhu reva samantam, sammak bhava sutra. If he has got other engagement, he is not sadhu. Annavilasita sunnam, other engagement zero. That is sadhu. The sadhu sangha, you have to associate with such sadhu who are 100% engaged in Krishna's service. Tadu shraddha, tatu sadhu sangha, tatu bhajana kriya. If you mix with the sadhu, then you learn the activities, sadhu marga anugamanam. The sadhus are rising early in the morning, they are attending Mangalatri, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then dressing the deity and having arati and so on, so on, so on. This is called bhajanakriya. Sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha bhajan. Then anartha nivittisya, then all these material activities will stop. Because if you are engaged in spiritual acquiring of time for material activities, for drinking wine and eating meat and going to the restaurant, and no time. These boys, although they are trained from a childhood how to eat meat, how to drink, but now they have no time. They never ask me, Swamiji, give me 1 rupee, I shall go to the cinema. Yeah? They have no time. Anartha nivittisya. All anartha, finish. These are the stages. Then his life becomes of the world. Atashakti. Nishtha. Yes, I shall stick to this path. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Ruchi means test. Unless they have got test, why they should remain with me? They are not coming from poor family. His father is a big lawyer, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So why he is living with me? He has got test. Ruchi. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha asakti. Asakti. Attached. Whenever I am there, they are coming. Asakti. Tato bhava. Oh, I am silent. I have to. These are the divine states. Sādhukānāṁ prīmno prādhudbhāvi bhavet kramam. These are the divine states. Krama. Krama means gradual evolution. So you have to take that. Gradual evolution. But it will be done if you remain with the associate. Sangha sanjayate kama. They are giving this opportunity, come here in our association and learn the art. I have seen in Bombay, the other day, I went to a gentleman's apartment. He is the gentleman is earning 2,000 and the wife is earning 700. But they are living in an apartment of this size. Within this, there is bedroom and there is kitchen and there is toilet and everything is there. And if we say, people, please come here, take a room like this and chant Hare Krishna, they will not come. They will prefer to remain in that teeny apartment. Am I right or not?
Yes, sir.
Mandabhagya. Mandas mandamatayu mandabhagya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanaji. They are rotting or rotating within this universe in different species of life. But if by chance he becomes fortunate, then take to Krishna consciousness. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanaji. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Rata Bhij.
Meaning
I didn't follow. All living entities are rotting in this way. But if some of them or one of them becomes very fortunate, then by the grace of Guru and Krishna he gets this line of devotional service. It is for the most fortunate person. Not ordinary.
What's the difference between the grace and mercy?
Huh?
The difference between grace and mercy.
Grace means he willingly give you mercy. And mercy means you ask for mercy. Kripa-siddha. Sadhan-siddha and kripa-siddha. You are trying to earn 1 lakh of rupees. That is sadhan. But if somebody is gracious, he can give, take 1 lakh, don't work hard. That is this. That is kripa. You are ambitious for 1 lakh of rupees, or somebody graciously gives, all right, take. There are many persons. So that is this. Other is earned by your hard labor. That is sadhana. Similarly, by association, by sadhana bhakti, you attain perfection, and by grace also you can attain perfection. Two ways. And, so, those who are kripa-siddha, they are more fortunate. Please, is Bhagavad Gita as it is. People will be benefited. You will be benefited. Don't make unnecessary interpretation, misguide others, and spoil your own life. That is very unfortunate. But it is difficult to accept Bhagavad Gita. There is no difficulty. Unfortunately, we interpret in different way and take it out. So, our little attempt is to spread Bhagavad Gita as it is, and whatever it may be, it is being accepted in the Western countries, not by all, but the people in general now, the feeling the weight, they have now begun opposing.
I've seen the new light.
Yes. They're opposing. Very vigorously in America.
And that is a good sign.
Yes. That is our victory. When there is opposition, and that is our victory. In spite of opposition, we are selling our books in large quantity.
But mostly they are in America, also in large number in Japan?
No, no. I mean. And opposition is also in America. Europe, America, they are taking.
Opposition is from the natural, because you are converting their churches into temples.
Now there are many. First thing is, that my students are advised no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication up to the point of smoking cigarette and drinking tea and no gambling. But this is their life. How they can give up this? That is, it is a shock. Therefore they say brainwashed. How a gentleman can give up all these things? A few of my students, they left. They said that Swamiji is denying the primary necessities of life. They left. They could not tolerate it. So, I do not make any compromise that if you want to become my student, you have to give up this. So, the responsible parents, they are appreciating that my son is now purified. But some of them, there are.
They feel that you are kidnapping their children.
Huh?
Some of them feel that you are kidnapping
and therefore they are kidnapping. And his father and mother came in Calcutta. His mother asked, please return my son. And take your
please?
Son.
Return
my son. And take your son. Then he was asked and he was silent. The mother began to cry. So I promised that I shall send your son. Don't bother. His father and mother came. And many father and mother come to give me thanks. I mean, it is great fortune of our country that you have come.
Similar instance about the man Swami also, Parsi boy, who is now in Hyderabad.
Oh, mother said in the beginning she opposed. Yes, she is happy now.
She wants to meet you tomorrow. Shall I bring her tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
We are going to Kumbh Mela tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our movement is genuine. Now it is up to you to help this movement. But there is no concoction. Saivang mayateddha yoga pratam purakam. As Krishna said 5,000 years ago, yoga pratam purakam. So we are also present in that purakam. This philosophy is not new. Purakam. So we have nothing to tax our brain to manufacture something new. So people give me credit, Swamiji, you have done wonderful, wonderful. And I do not know magic. But I am presenting puratam, that's all. No adulteration. If there is any credit, the credit is this. Yoga prakta puratam.
Puratam
and
shashwat.
Puratam means shashwat. Nitya Shashvatam Puratam. So, the sun is Puratam. The sun is Puratam, but the shining is the same. And similarly, if you present the Puratana Yoga, then it is a bad thing. And it is effective.